Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
Hi, this is Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the CIO IT Strategy Media Group at TechTarget. I'm here today with Mark McDonald, Group Vice President of Gartner Executive Programs and Conference Chair of this year's CIO Leadership Forum, which is going to be held in Scottsdale, Arizona, March 25th and 27th. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Mark, last year you talked about disruptive innovation, and this year you're talking about amplifying the enterprise. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah, thanks. Last year, we CIOs told us through the CIO survey we conduct, you know, that the opportunity was really there to kind of reposition and reimagine IT, what it could be like in light of new technologies, you know, like cloud, increased virtualization, et cetera. This year, by talking about amplifying the enterprise, we're really addressing the issue of saying, well, what could we reimagine IT to be like, and what could IT's role in the future be? So amplifying the enterprise is really an answer to kind of saying, what's the reimagined role of IT? And we see that as literally like an amplifier. And if you think about what an amplifier does, is it takes a signal, a relatively clear but somewhat, you know, underpowered signal, adds energy to it to be able to have it broadcast better, manages it through understanding what the feedback is, and then removes any kind of distortion to make that signal as true, direct, and powerful as it always was, but so much more powerful through the facility of the amplifier, or in this case, through the facility of the combination of mobility, cloud, analytics, and social media.
Could you break down those a little bit? I mean, what does each technology area bring to the table?
That's a great question. So if you think about an amplifier having three major components, the first component is kind of the actual signal, which is, you know, how do I add energy to my strategy, to my intent, my products and services, and be able to broadcast it and send it out as a stronger signal to customers and marketplaces. Here we see two technologies playing a really particular role in terms of strengthening and amplifying the external signal. Those two technologies are mobility, which is an area of significant investment planned investment in 2012, and cloud, which cloud obviously gives you a scalable infrastructure, you know, and an ability to engage things in a much broader way. So, you know, in that environment, we're seeing CIOs using cloud, using mobility as means of amplifying their signal externally. Now, just because I've turned up the volume and made things louder in the marketplace, it doesn't necessarily mean that I made them any better. And so that's where the second part of an amplifier comes into play, which is the feedback mechanism. And here again, you know, two technologies play absolutely critical roles here, which is analytics and social media. The combination of analytics and social media enable you to engage and understand what's actually going on with customers, markets, suppliers, employees, you know, and be able to tailor, respond, and tune and adjust your messages and adjust your service levels, et cetera, you know, out into that marketplace. When you combine, you know, the signal that you're trying to send and the feedback that you're using to manage that signal, I really get a new definition of what the customer experience is all about. And it's really that interplay between, you know, my organization, the signal, the customers and markets we're working with, and the feedback that they provide, that cycle that really drives the nature of the customer experience. But that's not just the only thing an amplifier does. The third component that we looked at, which is very important for CIOs going forward, is the notion of distortion. Now, if you think about, you know, an amplifier, a microphone, you put a microphone next to an amplifier and you get that horrible screeching noise, which is really distortion. So it's the things that exist internally in an enterprise that drive cost, complexity, duplication, make it hard to work and collaborate with each other, et cetera. A lot of CIOs are going to spend most of their time concentrating on eliminating distortions. And that's a big change from prior years. If you think about it, from 2007 or so to 2008, a lot of people spent time on reducing the cost of distortions. They did outsourcing. They did, they did managed services. They renegotiated contracts, et cetera. So they made distortion more affordable, but not necessarily eliminated. eliminating it. And what we see going forward is after years of kind of reducing the cost of distortion, it's now time to actually eliminate the sources of distortion. And so we're seeing that play out in initiatives for example, standardization, consolidation of applications, the, you know, elimination of, you know, duplicate operations and processes in the enterprise. So it's really that combination of the power of the signal, the fidelity of the feedback, and the elimination of distortion that we think combine to really say, how do you use technology to be an amplifier to the enterprise?
That's very interesting. You're bringing in a keynote speaker, Brian Wong, CEO of Follow Formation and the founder of Kip.me. Could you tell us a little bit about him and how he's going to help explain the theme of amplification?
Yeah, well, if you think about what's going on in the marketplace, you know, the competition for attention and the competition for you know, to be as easy to do business with as possible is very, very intense. And for most organizations, that really represents a significantly different way of thinking, because most of what we call of as IT, or think of as IT, is associated with automating, operating, you know, back office administrative processes. The stuff that Brian brings to the table is kind of a fresh view on it, from a fresh view on kind of what are the challenges and how do I attract and maintain and gather attention, you know, in this environment. You know, Brian's a serial entrepreneur under the age of, you know, 26 or 27. So he really brings a unique perspective as to what's possible and kind of a different way of looking at things in a very interesting and entertaining approach. So we believe that Brian will really help illustrate kind of what are some of the requirements and what are some of the ways other people are going about this amplification, particularly as it relates to engaging and holding customer attention.
Would you say that it's not all enterprises are ready to take this kind of a step, and in a sense are still trying to develop the underpinnings of innovative processes in order to enable it, or not?
Well, I mean, I think it's certainly understandable to say, you know, that there's some level of maturity or some type of stage maturity that's here. But one of the things we've seen that's been really interesting and really fascinating, particularly related to the new technologies that are out there, is even organizations that are well-established or deeply entrenched in traditional business models still have the ability to be able to field new innovative and amplified solutions that they haven't in the past, whether that's particularly in the area of mobility, where I can start to deliver information to the point, place, and of need to be able to create greater business effect. So you take a company like a medical device supplier like Medtronic, or a cement company like Cemex, or or a, you know, a long-standing company like Underwriters Laboratory, which is now known as UL, and each of these extremely established companies are looking at, you know, are taking steps to deploy solutions that continue to drive revenue, attract and retain customers, all while managing and reducing cost structures. So the notion of saying, well, we have to wait till we're finished before we can start to do some of these things is understandable, but it's increasingly less valid in an environment where I can get amplified solutions, you know, in particular places to focus on while I'm still continuing to clean things up.
Okay. Just one other question. If you could just comment on the idea that the sort of the continuum that CIOs have evolved in over time has really come down to, in today's world, what can the business do for the customer, and then what can technology do for the customer? Is that right?
Well, I think the interesting thing's coming to play, and this is one of the themes we'll talk about at the CIO Leadership Forum, is that technology is now more important than ever, and, you know, has increasing importance inside the enterprise. But that doesn't necessarily mean that IT's role is increasing. And when we kind of look at that issue a little bit more, we find business leaders who are very technology savvy, but they don't particularly care much about IT. And you can kind of shake your head at that and say, well, wait a minute, aren't the two the same? Well, in their minds, they really kind of aren't. They know how to use technology to open markets, to improve the value delivered in a channel, to attract and retain customers. And that's the view of technology as, you know, in the enterprise or in the business. IT is traditionally concentrated on, you know, the administrative operations and integration of back office processes. So I can be technology savvy in terms of figuring out how to use information and product and innovation and products and services without having to, you know exactly how it's going to work in the back office or how we're going to bill for it, et cetera. And I think that's a real distinction, and that's one of the fundamental challenges facing CIOs is that they're very, very good at playing the IT game, and increasingly business leaders are expecting them to play a technology game and play by those broader rules of technology in the enterprise, which is why this year's theme is Amplifying the Enterprise, where last year it was about reimagining IT.
Great. So the Gartner CIO Leadership Forum will take place at the JW Marriott Camelback Inn in Scottsdale, Arizona, March 25th through the 27th. You can apply at gartner.com/US/CIO. Mark McDonald, Group Vice President and Conference Chair of this year's conference, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Look forward to seeing you and others at the event.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit searchcio.com.